things on my mind.
I suppose I'll let that be my background music. This is indeed Gregory Gann with 433. A show dedicated to new experimental, avant-garde, and contemporary classical music. I have a really special treat for you on this rainy Monday evening. Last Friday, I had the opportunity to go to a CD release party by Adrian Verdejo. This was for the release of Modern Hearts, new music for electric guitar. And I'm going to play track number two, courtesy of Redshift. Track is called Modern Hearts from 2008 for solo guitar. And let me ask you, is there a more talented electric guitarist in Vancouver right now than Adrian Verdejo? Hope you enjoy the track.
Thank you.
Modern Hearts from Adrian Verdejo's eponymously titled album, released just this Friday at China Cloud on Main Street. And that was a Nicolise composition. Nicolise, an up-and-coming star of contemporary music, living in Montreal. Well, have I got an experiment for you. The next track I'm going to play is actually a compilation of several tracks. It is called We Buy White Albums. It is by a US-based artist by the name of Rutherford Chang, who collects first pressings of The White Album by the Beatles, and currently has, oh, just over 1,000 copies or so. In this particular piece, he played The White Album in its entirety on vinyl. The one distinction to what we do here is he played 100 vinyls simultaneously. And that is what I'm about to relay to you on air. 22 minutes of side two of The White Album. Hey, nobody said this show wasn't experimental. And the reason I'm playing it is not because it sounds good, but because this show is about exploring new sounds, new music. And I think that this is certainly worthy of an experiment. Rutherford Chang, We Buy White Albums, side two, Beatles White Album, played over 100 turntables.
Thank you.
And that was We Buy White Albums. Side 2 of the Beatles' White Album played on 100 turntables. Rutherford Chang. It's as if Pink Floyd finally met the Beatles at the end of Julia there. As the records go out of phase, they're creating new musical sensations. Speaking of new musical sensations, I went to a party about a week ago. I know it doesn't sound very plausible for a PhD student, but I did it, and I met a pretty cool guy. He goes by the name of Francis Cruz, and his musical project is called A Venus Flytrap. I wanted to introduce A Venus Flytrap to 433 with the track called Star Anise from the album Immolate. You can visit the Bandcamp page, thevenusflytrap.bandcamp.com, to find out more.
Thank you.
And 4:33, we'll be back shortly after two quick public service announcements. We will play a tribute to Dmitri Shostakovich, Soviet composer.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Cookies here.
Ready to sell them to you at UBC Sub Building.
We will be there now until 6:30 tonight.
They are $5 a box, and part of our proceeds go to supporting our camps and programs.
Come and get your Girl Guide cookies.
See you there!
Bye. Oh my god, that was adorable. If you're at the sub, go get your Girl Guide cookies. You heard the ladies. Okay, I wanted to pay a tribute to Dmitri Shostakovich, one of the most important composers of the 20th century. Dmitri Shostakovich was born on the 25th of September, so we just missed his birthday. I wanted to play a little tidbit of what Shostakovich was doing during the Second World War, which was a kind of propaganda campaign and also public service announcement. This is courtesy of Ubu Web Sound. And this was recorded in 1941. It's about 50 seconds long with the voice of Dmitri Shostakovich. He is telling listeners, "About an hour ago, I finished the score of two parts of a large symphonic composition. If I succeed in writing this composition well, if I succeed in completing the third and fourth parts, then it will be possible to call this composition the Seventh Symphony. Why do I announce this? So that the radio listeners who are listening to me now will know that the life of our city goes on as normal." Of course, this was during the Nazi siege of St. Petersburg. I'm going to play you a first movement of Shostakovich's Symphony No. 5 in D minor. This isn't the symphony associated with the recording, as the symphony in question is Symphony No. 7, nicknamed the Leningrad Symphony. But this symphony was a response to a denunciation written in probably Pravda, the Soviet newspaper, against the composer, and he wrote it as a response. Of course, in 1937, there was great purges of the intelligentsia and just about anybody. And so Shostakovich wrote in his memoirs in response to this particular symphony, "I'll never believe that a man who understood nothing could feel the Fifth Symphony. Of course they understood. They understood what was happening around them, and they understood what the Fifth was about." Okay, so first movement of Shostakovich's Symphony No. 5 in D minor, called the Moderato. It's about 16 minutes long, with André Previn conducting the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, and a short Public service announcement from Shostakovich, 1941.
Час тому назад я закончил партитуру двух частей большого симфонического сочинения. Если это сочинение мне удастся написать хорошо, удастся закончить третью и четвертую части, то тогда можно будет назвать это сочинение седьмой симфонией. Для чего я сообщаю об этом? Для того, чтобы радиослушатели, которые слушают меня сейчас, знали, что жизнь нашего города идет нормально. Все мы несем сейчас свою боевую вахту. Советские музыканты, мои дорогие и многочисленные соратники по оружию, мои друзья, помните, что сейчас нашему искусству грозит великая опасность. Будем же защищать нашу музыку, будем же честно и самоотверженно работать.
And it is here that we will wrap up Shostakovich's Symphony No. 5 in D minor. That was the part of the first movement, the Moderato. And that was 4:33. Please stay tuned for Exploding Head Movies with Gak.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down. Follow me.
Exploding Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Listen to Exploding Head Movies on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.